joining me right now on Pike. Hey, Pikey, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. I'm great.
You're great, mate, well, aren't
sweaty
you?
Sweaty as balls, apparently.
Sweaty as, that's just the way it is. And I tell you what, it's nice that you dress to theme, because for those that don't know Owen, he is a ginger ninja, one of our favourites. He's also wearing a ginger shirt, speaking into a ginger microphone. Life's good here this morning. How was your coffee?
It was great. I think I've got one free one coming, because it's two for...
Yeah,
two
buy
for
one, get one free all week, which is fantastic. Now, we haven't caught up for a little bit. I've been off for quite some time, so I thought it's handy to have you in, because I follow Gumnant by Owen Pike on the Facebooks, and I've got to say there is a whole lot happening at the moment in the political landscape, also with crime here in the Northern Territory, with some high-profile people becoming victims of crime recently, which I think is interesting. Where do you want to start?
Well, probably on that topic, I see Ken Vowles. I think he was driving and he had had some rocks thrown at him,
yeah,
by some young fellas. But he also mentioned on my page that he's been broken into a couple of times earlier in the year as well. So
had some bikes stolen from memory.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it wasn't me. I don't like to exercise.
Well, no one's immune to it, and I think that's what this has sort of demonstrated, that it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. At the moment, we've got a crime problem that really doesn't discriminate.
Yeah, well... No offence to Ken, but it's probably a good thing that some political members,
yeah,
have some sort of crime upon themselves. But Ken was criticised fairly heavily on my page, saying, you know, you're a part of the problem. But to his defence, he does not get any of the Labor briefings.
Okay.
And he's not a part of any decision making as far as what the policy is that Labor have implemented. And he wasn't there on the day that it was voted in, so
right,
the changes. So
yeah,
he's a bit protected in that regard, but at least we've got a voice inside now. There's a bit of a recent crime.
Yeah, because a lot of people are sort of saying, you know, if only these youths would target Michael Gunner's place, then maybe he would understand, you know, what people are feeling, the people of Marlowe's, when we had that terrifying footage come out of those kids that were armed when they were doing robberies. We've had stabbings in Palmerston, youth stabbings, which is distressing, to say the least.
Yeah, and also, unfortunately, there was a knife pulled in Palmerston on Saturday during a robbery, I think.
Yeah.
But also at the markets on Friday night.
What was that, Blue? That was fairly big.
So I've had it confirmed. I actually haven't posted this on my page, but... knives were also used, and a female was treated for a knife wound.
Oh, God.
So yeah, that is absolutely confirmed, and I've had that confirmed from either the medics or the police. I won't
dob
in people there. But
we can see that this is escalating.
It's cultural.
Yeah.
It's a real issue.
When you say cultural, can you expand on what you mean by that?
It's becoming... that it's culture that our young
part
kids,
of the norm,
yeah, are carrying knives.
Mm.
I grew up, I went to high school in Palmerston, I can't remember knives.
No, I don't. I went to a very rough high school in Brisbane, Dakabin High School.
Clearly.
And she was rough as guts, mate. But I don't, again, I don't remember weapons. I remember lots of fist fights and that type. I remember our workshop metal teacher taking on a kid in the car park having a boxing match. But again, not weapons. I never felt the need to put a knife in my backpack when I was heading out.
Yeah, I grew up in the social security area of Grey, just around the corner. I don't want to name the street that keeps getting named, but and I can't remember knives as a kid.
Yeah.
But it is becoming, it's a fashion to carry knives.
Yeah, it's a statement.
And obviously it is an issue.
Yeah, it is. Hey, listen, can you stick around? We might go to a song, come back and have a chat.
No problem.
104.1 Territory FM. Owen Pike, continuing the conversation. I promised to tell you why I think he's a serial killer, and here's my reasoning. We were discussing off air. I recently had an accident. I can only use one of my hands at the moment. It's proving quite difficult. Went to a mate's place for beer and prawns, and I successfully peeled a whole prawn with one hand, removing head, taking off the outer shell, the legs, removing the poo tube, very proud, and then I ate it. It was delicious. Owen, when you eat prawns, how are you going with peeling?
You don't. You just eat the whole thing.
No, see, this is ridiculous.
Straight in the gob.
No. Now, this is what people need to understand too. When you say you just eat the whole thing, you literally don't peel it at all.
No.
Serial killer.
Sometimes I might pull the legs off, but...
Serial killer.
Yeah.
You eat the head?
Head.
Body?
Body.
Legs?
Yep.
Poo tube?
Poo tube's just gravy.
No, it's... It's really not. We've just been told to take you off air because of all the things you've said, that's the most shocking. And I think we could go through quite a few things you've said that would rival it. Owen Pike eats the entire prawn, doesn't remove anything. I would love to know if you do gross stuff like that. Send it through the Facebook page so that O doesn't think that he's alone. Continuing our conversation this morning, you're actually, I don't know whether you're paranoid or whether you've got some substance to back it up, but I've been listening to a bit of stuff and you accusing people from the fifth floor sort of intimidating media talking to you or perhaps suggesting they shouldn't?
So I called Katie Wolf on her show. She said a couple of times that some people believe that she reports too much on crime. I made the assumption that's coming out of the media advisors on the fifth floor.
Ah.
And I got to question Katie quickly on that, and she confirmed that. So there's definitely influence coming out of the fifth floor.
So they'd prefer that media didn't talk about crime accurately?
Definitely. Have you ever had the fifth floor call you?
I can't confirm nor deny that myself.
Surely if they haven't called you, that they could confirm that.
Well, I'm sitting next to my boss at the moment, so I've got to be a little... Look. I won't say who
I'll
I who
assume,
I got a call
I'll assume
from.
That you have had influence, Mel, because...
I've had advice, let's call it that. You know, I think most people get advice, and I've had advice. And so, advice. And so, do you know whether the ABC has had such advice?
After Joe Laverty... After Joe Laverty killed Gunner a couple of Mondays
ago.
Ripped
him apart.
I believe the first phone call that Joe Laverty recalled after that interview was from Cameron Angus.
Right, which is one of Michael Gunner's media advisors.
Media advisor, yeah. So I don't know what the context of that conversation was, but I don't think it would have been positive. And good on the ABC for being balanced once.
Yep.
It was a shame that the following week that it wasn't followed through with.
Yeah, they softened up a bit, hey?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, as far as you're concerned, you are persona non grata when it comes to the fifth floor?
Absolutely. But the government has too much influence over business, industry groups, unions. Last week we found out that they're funding unions. And that's why I am going to launch my own online newspaper.
Okay, so would this be comparable to the one that comes out of Alice?
I don't know about the one that comes out of Alice. So I'll be launching it mid-November.
Yeah.
It will be balanced on chasing content providers from both sides of politics and different parts of the community. I'm using the resources internally of our own business to get it launched. But I will be having a online newspaper that is completely independent of government advertising.
Yep.
There will be government political related matter, but a whole community based paper. Started off a soft launch to see how it goes initially.
Okay.
But I'll start that. The page will be set up this week and it'll launch with content mid-November.
It's been suggested to me it could be called the Unchewed Prawn. The chewed prawn or the raw unpeeled prawn.
Yeah.
So if we want to go that way. The prawn, that's right. Don't come the raw prawn with me. So that's that's exciting. Is that because you feel that the newspapers available to us are unbalanced or perhaps not reporting what they should? Or why do you see that there's a hole?
The media is very, very important in the Northern Territory.
Thanks, I like my job.
So I think most of the media entities here in the Territory do a very good job.
Yeah.
But because of the structure of the Northern Territory, Northern Territory businesses and the economy is so dependent on government expenditure,
yeah,
that business people don't speak up. That one quarter of our working population are public servants.
Mm.
They can't speak up. Government is funding industry groups. So industry groups' points of view is conflicted. That's not all industry groups, but
yeah,
some, like the Chamber of Commerce, they do.
Well, we know that for a fact.
I can tell you for a fact, yes. So government, they have a lot of influence over the community groups and sporting groups as well. So I think the media has to have a complete unbiased view. And now with social media and what I've learned through my Facebook page, Gumman, how to do it, what people want to read. It's not going to be the right fascist abusive media that I do on government. I want to, you know, if you want to represent the full community, you've got to give content that the full community want to read.
Yeah.
But I think that holistically that the community do want to hear a lot more and a lot more social media related journalism.
Yeah, absolutely. And journalism and information free from government influence.
Yeah, definitely. And be chasing, like any paper has a letter to the editor, that have, you know, having a daily topic that people can feed into with a large population seeing it. So
yeah.
And then we can give politicians the view in one place from the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it sounds like something great that we need here. And can I ask you now, just point blank, honest answer, 2020, will we see a vote won, Owen Pike?
2020?
Too soon?
No, I'm thinking of changing my name to Dan Murphy and running in the seat of Drysdale against Evil Lawler.
Yep.
I would like to see Dan Murphy's move to the northern suburbs, but I'm a Palmerston boy. I think Palmerston needs a Dan Murphy's as well. The hardworking people of Palmerston need to have a nice drop of wine or beer in the afternoon that's reasonably priced.
Reasonably priced, a great range of product available. Let's face it, most Territorians, when we jump on a plane and we go somewhere that has an Uncle Dan's, we rush in and like kids at a candy shop, don't we, and just pick out different treats and off we go. Most people can drink responsibly. Most people can be trusted to make their own decisions. Most people can afford to budget in a drink every now and again that doesn't affect negatively on their family or community. And we need to be trusted to make those adult decisions.
Yes, adults can make those decisions. So vote one Dan Murphy in Drysdale. And
yes.
The first law I'll get put in place would be Murphy's Law.
I think that's the way the territory runs right now. Anyway, hey, Owen, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend. Anything you want to leave us with?
No, many different things. So
many different things.
Just one thing. The Boundless Possible, a couple of
blokes. Yeah, righto.
They run a podcast. I think they do I don't know how often they do it, but I was the 30th podcast, so they'd say that's one every 2 weeks.
Yep.
They did one on Friday. Michael Gunner was meant to be on. He pulled out, or his calendar clashed or something.
Right.
So they needed to fill the gap, and one of the interviewers had come from Melbourne for the interview, so I got called up. So
that's amazing.
I'll be putting that out on my page on Wednesday.
I love that Michael Gunner, our chief minister, couldn't do it, and Michael Gunner's chief minister of political mirth and distraction was selected. That's amazing. Looking forward to getting that podcast out and about. Buddy, it's always a pleasure to have you on. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
No worries. See you then.